Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On Monday evening, Mr. Carter, Miles Carter, was at a peaceful protest protesting police brutality and requesting systemic change to law enforcement. Mr. Carter is an African-American man who is very passionate about exercising his fundamental right to peacefully protest. On Monday evening, that's exactly what he was doing. He was being peaceful. He was not breaking the law in any form or fashion. And as everyone can see in the video that's been widely circulated, on Monday evening, Mr. Carter walked up to the front of the protest line with a reporter to do a TV interview with a local news station. He put his hands up in the air. He did not have anything in his hands aside from his hat. He turned his back to law enforcement to begin conducting that TV interview. There was a great deal of distance between him and any law enforcement officer. And as soon as he stated his name and who he was, you can see in the video he was rushed by several officers, grabbed, immediately tackled to the ground, and then arrested. His hands were zipped behind his back. He was arrested. He wasn't told why he was being arrested. He was taken to the police precinct and booked. And he was actually charged, believe it or not, with two crimes based off of that incident, one being disorderly conduct and the other being interfering with governmental administration in the second degree. He was held overnight in a holding cell and was not released until Tuesday morning at around 5 a.m. Clearly, as everyone can see, any reasonable person can see in the video, Mr. Carter wasn't being disorderly. He wasn't interfering with any governmental administration. These charges are bogus. They're baseless. They're a violation of his fundamental rights as an American in this country to exercise his right to peacefully protest. Care to York is a civil rights and advocacy organization. We cover the entire state. And we're going to advocate that the district attorney in this case drop and dismiss all charges. There's absolutely no basis for any charges against Mr. Carter whatsoever.
Do you guys have plans at this time for a lawsuit against the city?
So at this time, we have not made any decisions regarding any type of civil action. Our main priority at this moment is ensuring Mr. Carter's freedom, since he has been charged with disorderly conduct and interfering with the governmental administration. Let me be very clear. CARE New York stands with Mr. Carter. We believe that the arrest itself was unlawful. There's absolutely no basis for the arrest to have happened in the first place. The officers involved used excessive force. The prosecution itself, charging him with these false charges is malicious. And we hope the district attorney will step forward and drop these charges without delay.
And, you know, obviously pretty much, you know, I wouldn't want to say everybody, but that video has been widely circulated, and I think that a lot of people have the same conclusions as you guys do. Do you anticipate any sort of delay with the district attorney dropping charges? Do you anticipate any sort of battle in that regard, or do you expect that, you know, the evidence on the video as well as the court of public opinion will make this a pretty quick decision on the district attorney's part?
Well, we think that if the district attorney is reviewing the videotape, you know, in an honest fashion, that there should be a really easy decision for the district attorney's office to make. I will say this, that this speaks to a larger issue, and it is very normal. It happens on a regular basis where either protesters or regular civilians, especially when it's the, you know, African American and Black community that's being targeted by law enforcement, that, you know, that's kind of the underlying, one of the underlying issues around the Black Lives Matter movement, is that abuse of power, the police brutality that is exhibited towards Black communities is systemic and ongoing, and it's happened for many, many, many decades. You know, with smartphones, with video cameras these days, people, third parties can capture some of this footage of what's happening. But historically speaking, you know, disorderly conduct charges or resisting arrest charges are very common when police abuse their power and the victim has done absolutely nothing wrong. These types of charges are generally the standard charges the police levy on individuals when the individual has not committed a crime. Now, back before smartphones, as we all know, it was the victim's word versus the, you know, police officer's words, and we all know how those kind of cases went about. Nowadays, with smartphones and video footage, there is, you know, there's camera footage to assist, you know, in the victim advocating for the truth, and that's what we intend to do here. We think it's incumbent that, you know, a proper investigation take place, that the officers involved have to be disciplined in some form or fashion severely. And of course, we're not going to stop our advocacy, and we know that Mr. Carter is not going to stop his advocacy to continue to advocate that for Black Lives Matter, to continue to advocate for change in our system, and to make sure that police brutality, excessive use of force, is not something that we're going to accept.
And in your mind, what is sufficient punishment for the officers involved here?
I think first and foremost, we need to know who the officers involved are. And an investigation needs to take place where these officers are being held accountable on a disciplinary level. Whether that also includes any criminal charges, that's a possibility. But wearing a badge does not allow a police officer to commit crimes, right? Any civilian who rushes another individual in the fashion the way the police officers did in this circumstance would be charged with some crime. There was absolutely no reason, no cause for the police officers in this situation to place their hands on Mr. Carter. And yet they grabbed him and slammed him to the ground and assaulted him, and then proceeded to unlawfully arrest him and unlawfully charge him with these crimes that they had fabricated, it seems like. And so there has to be some accountability. You know, that's why we're advocating on the state level to make sure that, you know, that 50A is repealed, which is a law that allows police officers' disciplinary records to remain hidden. So it's important for accountability and transparency that the state repeals 50A so that community members understand what type of disciplinary history the police officers that are charged with serving and protecting have. So, bottom line, there's got to be transparency and accountability. What that accountability looks like in this particular situation, I think we need to understand a bit more on the actions that were taken, to get a more clearer picture on the actions taken by the police. We know the actions taken. This is really important because we're advocating here. We know the actions that were taken by Mr. Carter. And the actions that he took were all lawful, were all peaceful, and were all protected by the First Amendment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.